So I'll start off then. Normally in a lecture you sort of expect a lecturer to stand there, talk about theory and just basically talk at you in a monologue, but I don't like that. I don't think most people on this table like that. What do you want from a lecture that we don't usually have from most lecturers?
Maybe a bit more interactive, kind of...
A bit like a tutorial, but on a larger scale.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously you can't have a big discussion in a room of 300, but maybe a little bit more.
So what sort of things would you be looking for in the interaction? Because in a normal lecture, you do get invited to ask questions and stuff like that, but what other things would you want in it?
Kind of make it a bit more thought-provoking. At the moment, kind of you sit in a lecture, don't you? They talk to you, and you kind of take in what you can. Whereas maybe it was more thought-provoking, you remember a lot more of it. Kind of if it was more discussion-based, maybe.
Yeah, to sort of incorporate stuff that students want.
Yeah.
Because one idea that I've had was to basically, in a lecture, you get your theory, you get your application, like, to, I don't know, to whatever the theory is being applied to in that lecture, but then you get a more personal thing, like, for instance, this subject, being strategic advantage, ask people what they want to do, how these theories will affect their future business or their future idea.
Kind of show it'll apply to your life, maybe.
So then, how do you gauge to that? How would that help you if you had a lecturer asking you what you want from your whatever you want to do in the future? How that theory applies to you? Would it gauge you more rather than just talking about theory itself?
Yeah, I think so, because it gives you an idea of how it actually applies to real life, as opposed to it being a theory that exists. You'll see kind of how it will impact upon you as you kind of go forward in your career, maybe.
What would you like from a lecture that we haven't discussed so far?
I must admit I do agree with Gemma about the interaction and the discussion, because you would remember it more rather than just being sat there and completely talked at.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can think of anything else, really.
Another thing was guest lectures. Today we've got Andy Goman from Goman Thinking, and he's going to talk in a lecture about what exactly he does, but would you prefer to see more of that? More guest lecturers coming in, so then you get a bit more fresh information.
Yeah, you get a fresh perspective on it. It's all well good having somebody's perspective on everything throughout the year, but I suppose somebody to kind of liven it up a little bit.
So it's a bit more interest rather than the same thing every week. Gives you a bit of change as
and
well.
And again, you can see how it's being applied to real life again, can't you, in their organisation or whatever.
If those sort of changes were implemented, how do you think that would affect culture at DME? Like, in towards the external environment?
I think you'd build a lot of like links with other businesses and kind of influential people, and kind of students can see maybe who we aspire to be in the future, kind of like... Yeah. Andy today, he's a bit of an entrepreneur, isn't he? He's done well for himself.
Well, he's Entrepreneur of the Year 2009, so...
Yeah, more than a bit of one then. But yeah, like, a lot of people I'm sure will want to try and, like, that might be people's inspiration for life.
Yeah, so it's going to make the lectures that bit more different than the other universities as well. Because, the other universities are just going to stand there and lecture at you, whereas it'll give us that different edge to it.
That strategic advantage, that thing that we're looking for today. I've just looked at what a stakeholder is, and a stakeholder is someone who, an individual or group who depends on the organisation to fulfil their own goals, and on whom an organisation depends. So all of these things added together, and like changing the strategy of like lectures and the way things are presented to you as a stakeholder of the university, do you think this is a better way to go forward with lecture?
Yeah, I think it's a positive thing, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
As times are changing, so maybe lectures need to as well. Like everything else is moving forward, but like lectures kind of seem to be similar to how they have been for years before. Like obviously you've got your technology in it now, but that basic idea of a professional lecturer standing up and teaching it to you is the same idea as it always has been.
Yeah.
So a threat to university is obviously technology in some ways, because you could, we'll just leave it at that then. Done. Sorry about that. I was going to... Well, Miles, you gave me a blank sheet of paper, you gave him the slides, and I've just pimped your lecture. So what I'm doing is I'm going to take your normal lecture where you just talk to students in a monologue fashion, and